I want to talk a little bit about a great documentary film, Primary. Something historic is happening. This is what we hear daily from pundits, politicians, analysts, and not the least from a hopeful electorate. Does that sound familiar? It was 8 years ago. The historic Democratic Party race was between a white woman and an African-American man. Both would be first in the U.S. if one could be elected president. And we all know how this turned out, with now President Barack Obama becoming the first black president elected in 2008 and again in 2012. So here we are again, a white woman, Hillary Clinton, and a Jewish socialist, Bernie Sanders, campaigning for the Democratic Party nomination for president. It's 2016, and many of us standing on the margins of party politics are unclear about the nature of this historic event, what it means or will mean come November. Clinton and the Byrne leave a lot to be desired. Clinton, the establishment candidate against Bernie Sanders, a longtime senator whose socialist politics, while they might look a little more social democrat, democratic socialist to the left, have had a broad appeal to Americans living in times of extreme inequality and uncertainty. But let's not forget about hope. What is historic is not the players so much as the national conversation building around socialism and a viable alternative to advanced global capitalism. Elections do bring a saturation of the airwaves along with a careful orchestration of events, actions, and speeches. The spectacle is well controlled, lest every misstep go viral. But not so before the days of social media, YouTube, iPhones, and the like. Something historic is happening is also what documentary filmmaker Robert Drew said 48 years ago. Well, it's been actually longer than that. 1960. My math is a little off here. But at any rate, Drew and cameraman Richard Leacock, filmmaker D.A. Pennebaker, and a small crew filmed the Wisconsin Democratic Party primary that was in 1960, and the battle was between John F. Kennedy and Hubert Humphrey. For the Drew Associates, the historic moment was not the event itself. It was the capturing of the event that was historic. How the film was made was a revolution in documentary filmmaking in the United States. Their film Primary was the result of a 3-year collaboration between Drew and Leacock involving the development of a handheld camera, sound sync technology, and the rethinking of a traditional journalism and reporting. The camera had to be lightweight enough to be carried for long periods of time and maneuvered in difficult and undirected circumstances. The Wisconsin primary was a perfect beginning, a here-and-now current event involving two high-profile politicians with two very distinct personalities and approaches. With their portable equipment, the film crew were able to follow the candidates as they navigated back roads in big cities, selling themselves and their ideas to large crowds in small places. The Drew Associates worked in teams following Kennedy and Humphrey through 5 days of campaigning. They even managed to capture the candidates as they waited for election results to trickle in. In the late 50s, Robert Drew was working as an editor for Life magazine, specializing in the candid still picture essay. He began to think of this form of journalism as, quote, lectures with picture illustrations. Real life never got out of the film. Drew was looking for a journalism constructed of moving pictures. The challenge, he believed, would be to, quote, drop word logic and find a dramatic logic in which things really happen. He described the end product as, quote, a theater without actors, plays without playwrights, reporting without summary and opinion. The ability to look in on people's lives at crucial times from which you could deduce certain things and see a kind of truth that can only be gotten through personal experience. Drew, Leacock, and Pennebaker do not tell us what to think. They use insight, skill, and artistry to demonstrate what it was like to be there. Kennedy and Humphrey had to be willing participants. They had to trust the filmmakers and not try to control what was filmed. They were encouraged to forget the camera. Cameraman Richard Leacock described the process as fishing or hunting. Leacock also recalls very specific guidelines for engaging the subject. Quote, never ask someone to repeat a line. Never ask someone to repeat an action. Not because it was immoral, but because it doesn't work. The small crews were to remain unobtrusive. No interventions, no interviews. Kennedy and Humphrey proved to be very effective subjects. The film has very little narration, less than 30 seconds in a 53-minute film. We hear crowds, cars, speeches, conversation, all a matter of moving with the subject. The narrative of the film is a result of action, personality, and editing. Humphrey, a senator from neighboring state of Minnesota, is up against newcomer John F. Kennedy, junior senator of Massachusetts. Humphrey digs his heels in the rural areas, attempting to appeal to farming interests and regular folk. Humphrey is an everyman, not particularly special, just a guy on the street whose jokes fall flat and promises run thin. Men are his base, the front line. Women stand in the shadows. Kennedy is the millionaire Easterner, handsome, articulate, funny, charisma for days. He is a rock star, signing autographs and shaking hands as he works the Metropolitan stage, wife by his side. Women are everywhere, active participants. Girls too young to vote think he's dreamy. Kennedy speaks of threats to our freedom, the welfare of our great country, integrity, judgment, competence, our national courage, our duty. Humphrey talks about farm subsidies. His practicality drowning in Kennedy's rhetoric, which today is eerie, as his red menace has been replaced with the war on terror. Primary is a remarkable film. Robert Drew led his team in an effort to innovate by simply allowing the camera to capture events as they happened. Drew invested in the idea that the power of the event itself could deliver drama, insight, knowledge. One reviewer suggests that the Drew Associates documented an event that played out the emergence of what we now understand to be the cult of personality. We don't see strategies for winning an election. We see characters, real-life characters. Quote, "This is a documentary about image and vision, a testament to how character and high recognizability can and would eventually win out over issues and party political machine institutionalization." While Primary has been considered a breakthrough in North American cinema verite, Drew prefers direct cinema. The handheld camera is the same, but cinema verite is understood to be more intrusive, wanting to provoke, reveal. Direct cinema has been seen as more observational. It rests on the belief that the presence of the camera does not substantially alter the recorded event. Direct cinema can sound apolitical or perhaps holding the idea supporting the notions of objectivity in reporting, but in fact, direct cinema emerged in the 1960s from, quote, "a desire to test common opinion with reality, an attempt to show things how things really are." But still, it is important to acknowledge the viewer's lens, shaded as it is by cultural beliefs and norms. Reality is subject to interpretation, and there is a great risk in that what is presented as real and true appears to be natural and unchangeable. Questions about authenticity, truth, and objectivity in reporting aside, Primary is well worth a look back. It is a beautiful antidote to the pounding from social media and entertainment journalism we are about to endure. You can find Primary on DVD free at the Multnomah County Library or online. For the Old Mole Variety Hour, this is Denise Morris.